Hey guys, how are you? This is Jumi, and I hope you're having such a wonderful, wonderful day. How are you? Welcome and welcome again to Glam with Grace. I hope you're having such a great day today. Thank you so much for following my journey. I hope all is well with you and your family. So today, I'm actually very excited because I wanted to talk to you about my Forbes list. So quite a few of you might know this already because I actually posted this on my personal page and the business page, how I was selected. So Forbes has this new thing that they're doing to encourage entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs that made it through the pandemic. So I was actually nominated and I was on the first 250 list. So bear with me and hang around because I'm going to be literally bringing you inside as to how this happened. Even I'm still shocked about the fact that that happened. And I know it's honestly a God thing. And I want to use this to encourage anyone, especially if you're in business, or it might not even be business. It could be something else. It could be in your career. It could be in your family. And you've just been expecting from God. And God is just showing up in ways that I cannot explain. But this is what the story is about. So again, welcome and welcome again to Glam with Grace. I am going to just quickly play the introduction so you can understand what the season is about, especially if this is your first time of tuning in. But thank you, and I'll see you in a bit. Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi and welcome to Glammed with Grace. Welcome to season 3 of Glammed with Grace. Season 3 has been dedicated to my very good friend Raheem Teray Barry. May his precious soul rest in peace. Raheem is a friend of the family that we lost at a very young age, and he made me promise him about 2 weeks before he passed on to keep recording my podcast. So I am honoring his memory. So welcome to Glam with Grace Season 3, where we're going to be talking about faith, about God, about business, about family, about relationship. Basically, we're going to be talking about it all in life, especially my life. So welcome to this amazing, amazing podcast. I truly hope that you'll be very blessed by the time you're done listening. God bless you. Hey guys, so welcome and welcome and welcome again to episode 7, season 3 of Glammed with Grace. We did it, Raheem. We did it. We're getting this going. I am so, so excited. Honestly, I'm so excited. And thank you to everyone that has been listening to my journey, that has been listening to what's been going on, especially in the year 2021. And like I said, today's topic is going to be talking about how I got on the Forbes list. So if you're not comfortable, just get comfortable, because I think this might be a little bit longer than usual because I have so much that I want to tell you and how amazing our God is. Honestly, it is such a great God. So, but before I dive in and before I go in today's episode, I wanted to check on you. How are you doing today? How is your spiritual health doing? How is your physical health doing? And how's your mental health doing in that order? Because, you know, like I always say, it's very important for all of that to work well so that you can function properly, especially spiritually. Once your spiritual health is in check, it controls the rest. So now that I've checked on you and now that we are making sure that you're okay, right? I hope you're okay. Of course, I can't know if you're okay, but you can, as you know, come to my DM. Come on Instagram at Jumi Grow, which is J-U-M-M for Michael, I-E, and Grow. Come, is the same name on Facebook. Come to my DM. Come on my Facebook page and let me know how you're doing. Sometimes we just need each other. I know some of my followers and customers have actually been doing that. They once in a while come in my DM and just talk to me, and I appreciate you for trusting me. You know, it's like a lot of you never met me, you don't even know me, but I feel like we're like besties. Like I can mention Petra, if you're listening to this, Petra, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like Petra has been my customer. She started shopping with me when I started in 2018, I think that was when, because practically the business was registered 2017, end of, that was like November. So I literally really did start my business in 2018 full time. Well, legally. So Petra started shopping with me in 2018, and she's been following me on both platforms and literally has become a friend. And I have never met this amazing lady. But honestly, I am very honest, and I mean it when I say you can come and ask me anything. It doesn't have to be about business, just be about life, because I know sometimes we actually do need each other. We do. So Yeah. Now, are you comfortable? Are you comfortable? Make sure you are very comfortable. If you want a cup of tea, if you want water, get it ready, because this might be longer than usual, because I want to encourage someone. It's just, I just really feel like this story has been long overdue, because I heard in January and I did promise that I was going to talk about this, and this is June. So it is happening. So I'm quite happy about that. Okay, so I'm going to try to fast forward. Well, I'm going to have to backtrack. But okay, in this podcast, I wanted to do everything chronologically, but it's not going to happen, because for some reason, the Spirit of the Lord wants me to talk about my Ferb story first. But I wanted to also talk about a cohort that I joined, but this is supposed to be another pipeline. So I'm not going to be talking too much about the testimony about the cohort. Maybe actually, I'll speak about the cohort in my next episode. But let's talk about the Ferb story today. I'm going to speak about how that miraculously happened as well. How I got into a pipeline that I knew nothing about. Like, nobody tells me these things. It's the Holy Spirit that guides me. It guides my mind. It guides my actions. And just leads me to the right connection and to the right people at the right time. So, the cohort that I joined, I'm going to say it this way, and in my next episode, I hope you can catch up on my next episode next week, I'm going to talk about the cohort that I joined and how that happened. Anyways, we're talking about the Forbes list. So in this cohort, we have a Slack channel that we all, you know, we all talk about business. It's a business cohort, by the way, sorry. They literally, it's a cohort, it's a pipeline. Actually, it's called 1863 Pipeline, that helps underserved entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs of colors, that literally, it's such an, I don't want to talk about it in this episode, but it's actually a cohort that helps entrepreneurs with colors. I just happened, by the grace of God, to be part of them. And in their Slack channel, they, just because we normally put information about business, about grants, about so many other things that can help your business grow, and that can help you succeed in business. So they just, I think this happened in December of 2020, they literally just dropped it in the list that, oh, Forbes, you can nominate. The Forbes nomination is open. And you know, when I thought about Forbes nomination, I just thought it was the 30 under 30 and 40 under 40, right? I'm like, you know what? I faith, sis. I literally just blindly, and I mean when I say blindly, nominated myself for this Forbes list. I had no clue. This is the funniest thing. I had no clue what I was nominating myself for. All I saw was Ferbs, and by faith, I applied. I put my name, my company information, blah, 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 and all that good stuff. That was it. The end. Period. Full stop. I didn't think anything of this. I didn't know that this was even possible for me, which, to be honest, I mean, because I serve a big God, I wouldn't say it's nothing is impossible for our God. But this was never something that I literally thought was going to happen, like, right, like, quick, in an instant of less than 2 months. You know, like, I thought, oh, maybe this is something that if I nominate myself, maybe in the next 2 or 3 years, this is something that would be a reality. I didn't know it was going to be a reality that close. If I'm making sense, I hope what I'm saying is making sense to you. Anyways, beginning of December of 2020 was when I nominated myself. I just put my name down and that's it. Yeah. End of January 2021. I didn't even get an I'll tell you what happened. I got a phone call, and I'm this kind of person. Yeah. If your number is not saved on my phone and you call me, one out of 10 times I might pick up. I don't pick up because there's so many spams and robocalls. It's so annoying. Like, they'll literally clone a number that looks so similar to yours, and I always fall for them. So I just made it a rule, like, my mental state made it a rule that I don't pick up those calls. This day, a number, it was a 5-something number, but it was a New York number, called me, and it didn't even ring. It was in the evening. I was on with the family. It didn't even ring for some reason. I wasn't the one that actually picked up. I think it was the Spirit of God that controlled my hand to pick up that call, because I would not on a regular day, listen to what I'm saying, on a regular day, pick up that phone call. I picked up the call, and the guy that was on the phone was like, oh, hi, is this Olajumoke Oguyemi. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, this is Steven from FUBS. It didn't even click in my brain. Honestly, it didn't click in my head that it was FUBS that was calling me. I didn't even think because I was not expecting. Does that make sense? Like, I was not expecting anything from FUBS or expecting anything else out of this. I was like, it took me, I think, 5 seconds to understand what was going on. I'm like, FUBS. I was like, FUBS. Oh my gosh, FUBS. FUBS, you're calling me. Why are you calling me? And that was, I was literally screaming on the phone, shaking. Why are you calling me? And the guy, you can tell the guy on the other hand, literally had to stop and he just busted into laughter. Because he was like, by the way, Mrs. Olajuwake, we have been emailing you. The deadline to submit all your information was literally 2 days ago. Did you hear me? I literally, oh my goodness. Can we just say a prayer right now? Every important emails of yours that is landing to spam, we unspam them in Jesus' name. Amen. Because that's what happened to me, really. That was exactly what happened to me. All of FUBS emails, the important emails, this is the unimportant ones that I get in my mail, but the important one landed in spam. I'm like, what kind of evil spirit is this? This is not even cool. I went to search and I saw that all the emails landed in spam. All the emails that they've been emailing me for 2 weeks saying that, Mr. Olajumoke, you've been nominated. Oh, the deadline, you need to send this by this time. All the deadlines. I literally passed all the deadline. But because God knew, because what, this is what you need to understand. What God has for you is for you, and nothing, absolutely nothing, is going to stop it. Absolutely nothing is going to hinder it, no matter what the enemy think he has planned. God always have his final say in your situation once you believe. God knew that this opportunity must not pass my daughter. He knew I have placed this opportunity for her, because imagine if I didn't pick up, they would have nominated someone else on the list, right? And this FUBS, this is nothing, this is a big deal. Like Ciara and some other, like the COO of Facebook, they were the one that chose company like mine. I'm like, what? Like, just tell me that's not a God thing right there. And he called me, he said, please make sure that you're replying to our emails. After he called me, I was just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I am sending everything right away. Oh my gosh, oh my, I couldn't believe. And even after he called me, I still thought, maybe this is a spam, it's a scam, it's not real. So I went to my email to triple check. Oh my gosh, I saw the email. Okay, this is real. And it still didn't dawn on me until after the list came out. I didn't even know that I was the first, because it's 250 nomination. They're going to do 1,000 in 2021. So it's 250 every quarter. So that's, I think they just did another 250. So that's 500. And then the next quarter is going to be another 250. And then the last quarter, Q4 of this year, is going to be the last 250. And then it will be 1,000. So they're choosing 1,000 entrepreneurs in America. So if you know of anybody, even if it's you, nominate yourself if your business is, of course, got into that level. Nominate yourself for the Forbes list. I mean, that was, guys, I don't think I've done anything, honestly, personally. There are other businesses that are doing so much better than I am. There's so many other entrepreneurs that are doing way better. They've been in the game way before I started. But God chose, he chose that avenue to let me know that you are on the right path. And even if you face challenges, I am with you. God decided to reward me openly. A lot of my customers, they see me. They see how I work so hard with my family. How I put in every effort into my brand and business. I don't joke with my customers. I value customer services. I value, you know, listening to what they have to say. I value the quality of my ingredients. I value the quality of my work. And last year was honestly very, very challenging. I thought last year was challenging. This year is coming with even more challenges than 2020. But because 2020, you know, how would I put it? 2020 actually taught me a lot and is helping me overcome some of the challenges that I'm going through in 2021. But I wanted to use this to encourage you. You might think that, oh, I'm posting on Instagram or I'm putting my business out there. I'm not getting any sales. Nothing is happening to me. No one is recognizing my work. just don't let the imposter syndrome get at you. As long as you're keeping consistent, consistency is key. And I always say that because consistency is key to everything, to success in your business, even in growing your hair back to health or in anything you choose to do. Once you are consistent, one day it's, trust me, especially if you serve God and you do everything right by Him, it doesn't fail its own. Any rewards, openly, because that was like, I mean, a lot of people that didn't know that I was in business knew that I was in business because of that Forbes list. A lot of the things that I was doing got more recognition because I was on the Forbes list. You understand what I mean? Like, so when God decides to do it, He does it big. Like, it was just like, literally wow your head in me. Like, I didn't see that coming. That literally just went past me. Like, how did that happen? That's what your head in me is saying. Because the God that you serve is a bigger and is greater than you could ever imagine. So yeah, that was basic. I thought it was going to be longer, but it's not as long as I wanted it to be. But honestly, I wanted to just encourage you. It doesn't even have to be that big. It doesn't have to be a Forbes nomination or anything like that. But you understand what I mean. It could be in your career, it can be in your place of work or in your church. It could be anywhere. But just make sure that you don't give up. As long as you okay, guys, sorry. I need to fix my headset fell on me, so I'm just fixing this up. So but as long as you you know, just keep being hopeful. And even in your down days, find the things that encourages you and keep going and keep pressing on. In my next episode, I'm going to tell you the testimony of how I got into the court that literally transformed me and helped me as a business owner, that taught me so many things I have never knew. Because you guys know that I went to law school, I didn't go to business school, so I literally had no clue. I mean, when it comes to sales, I've always been a good salesperson, but other things that comes with business, I had no training for it. So God was just positioning me and opening doors that I never knew existed, or the doors that I never even knew I needed to be opened. Does that make sense? So that's the God that I serve. And if you're serving the same God, that's the God that you serve. And because you're serving God doesn't mean that things are not going to get really rough. Yes, they were going to get very rough, sometimes extremely rough. That honestly, the enemy is just pushing you because he sees the future. He sees a lot of things that you cannot see with your naked eye. So it will bring challenges to crush your spirit, to crush you down, to make you feel like you're nothing, to make you feel like you cannot do this. But because of the God that we serve, hallelujah, is going to get us through. So my darling, I do hope you do stay encouraged today, because there's nothing impossible for our God. Thank you so much for spending your time with me this afternoon or morning or wherever you are. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And don't forget to get social with me. I want to get to know you. Yes, I mean that when I say that. Really, I do. Okay? But that being said, I do hope you have a blessed, blessed day and week. And I absolutely love you with the love of God. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.